guys, welcome back to the Vitamin Glow podcast.
I'm your girl, Haley.
And I'm your girl, Katie. And today we are back with another episode. And we're going to be talking about relationships.
Toxic relationships.
This includes friendships and romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. So we're going to break it up into part one, where we will talk about our experience with different types of friendships, healthy and unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And the same thing for part two, but it will be focused on romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm. So before we start with the new episode, we are going to recap our challenge, which was... Yes. Working out.
Yes. How did that go? We'll try another week.
Yeah. My challenge was doing a yoga at home with watching YouTube videos. And I tried, but...
It was too hard to focus.
Yes.
It's definitely not easy. I think it's one of those... types of exercises that is good to do with someone else, yeah. Or like in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So next time maybe you can like
do
it with me, or you can sign up for a yoga class.
I really want to do like 101 yoga.
Class
that you do.
You should come over.
Yeah,
it's in my neighborhood. Maybe on Sundays after, you know, we record, you can hit up. Oh, by the way, if you guys hear any like weird random sound, it's because our number one fan, Kona, the puppy, is very curious.
Curious
about everything. So, he's biting and touching and scratching.
Everything.
So, please forgive us for that. All right, let's move on to our topic for this week.
You didn't talk about your
challenge. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, I like kind of did it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to run with my dog, but my dog would run and then stop. So
why does he stop?
Because he's curious. So when I'm like passing by like other people, he'll like stop and then start following them in the opposite direction. Or he'll run and then he'll find something on the floor or on the ground and he'll like try to chew on it. And then if he doesn't, like, because I'm still training him how to, like, walk with a leash. Uh-huh. If he doesn't feel like it, he just, like, lays on the floor and doesn't want to move. And it's so embarrassing because everyone's like, oh, my gosh, this baby, oh, my gosh, he doesn't want to walk, oh, my gosh, they have to pull it. You hear all these comments and you're like, oh, my gosh. So I ended up just carrying him and, like, walking around and I took him home. So I'm going to have to try again next week, too.
Yeah.
But I tried, okay?
Yeah, you try. We both try.
Yes, so. We both tried. That's all that matters. All right, so now we can move on to the topic for this week, and it is about toxic relationships. Particularly toxic friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any?
Yes, I think I have more than romantic relationships.
Same.
No,
that's
true. I think in some way it's the same as when you date with someone. So when you make a new friend, you want to spend time with her or him a lot. But sometimes if there's a, like, if there's a toxic relationship, it's too much. Like she or he want to spend the time with you like 24/7.
Even in friendships?
Kind of. And when you try to meet like other friends,
she's
kind of like jealous about that.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I had that kind of that toxic friendship. So for me, I think it's harder than having that romantic relationship because you don't know how to cut it.
Right.
You don't say like, oh, okay, we are over to your friends.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to like how to end this
relationship
or...
I think the best way is to, like, slowly lose contact, you know? Have less communication with them. But, wow, I've never experienced that in a friendship.
Yeah.
Have I? Maybe I just ignored.
But we are in the same school, so it was hard to ignore, like, completely.
Okay.
So... And then, as you say, I slowly like lost communication with her. And then it's just naturally happened.
Right, over time.
Over time.
You just like don't meet them as much.
Yeah. I think that's what happened to me for,
okay. for like friendship.
Friendship. If they're like friendship is toxic, that means like you rely on too much on that specific person. In the long term, I always find this, it eventually ends. I have two friends. We've been a friends like more than 10 years, but we don't see that often, I would say.
Yeah.
Or we don't like be jealous about like seeing other friends or something like that. We just like, we just like communicate on and off, or sometimes we just call.
Have your own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes when you need them.
That's like a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that is really healthy relationship. You don't want to like see them every single day or expect them to like hang out with only with
but in college, did you like have a friend that wanted to like hang out with you 24/7?
Yeah, it's kind of.
That might be kind of exhausting too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the type of person you are as well. Like if you are a type of friend that is okay with doing everything with your other friend. But if you're another type of person where you'd like to be alone and like, you know, have your own time and do things sometimes together. It's just like, does it match? It clashes. So.
Do you have any experience about that?
Toxic relationships. Toxic friendships. Have I? I mean, I've had instances where I had friendships fall apart a lot due to maybe different values and perspectives. But I wouldn't say that it was toxic. I just, maybe it was toxic in a sense that it wasn't really benefiting me. But there was this one friend. So when I first came to Korea, I really wanted to work in broadcasting. And I didn't know anybody because I didn't work here before. I didn't go to school here. So I asked a friend, like, if she knew anyone. Like, I wanted to make friends in this community, like, that had similar career interests and stuff. And so I was introduced to this girl. She was really chill. But she wasn't very healthy, like, in terms of, like, maintaining a friendship. Because she would always, like, kind of manipulate me to say things or, like, think of things. So, for example, I met up with her and, like, you know, in the beginning she was really nice. But she'll say things like, oh, like, I just got married and so I used all my budget and, like, oh, I can't, like, use that much money. And, like, she was, like, you know, taking her time out to meet with me. So I was like, you know what? I'll pay for it. And I, like, buy it for her. And then, like, we'll meet and we'll talk. And she'll be like, oh, like, so I heard you want to, like, go into broadcasting, you know. And I would say, yeah, I do. And she was like, what's your, like, five-year plan? If you don't have a plan, then, like, it's not going to work for you. And she'll say things like, oh, like, if you're young and you're pretty, like, I can't introduce you to, like, any of my other friends in this, like, network because they would get jealous of you.
To girls?
Yeah. Like, other girls will get jealous because you're, like, younger and you could take their job. And, like, because, you know, it's such a competitive market. And, like, in the beginning, I was like, okay, well, that's not nice to say, but, like, maybe she's just being realistic about, you know, the work situation in broadcasting, you know? And so I thought, okay, I just, like, took it as advice. But she was like, but I could introduce you to this guy, and, like, you could, like, talk to him because he's in broadcasting, and, like, you know, he seems, he's usually, like, really open to meeting people. And so I met up once with all three of us, and because she did that, I was like really thankful. And so I ended up, you know, eating with them, and afterwards she messaged me saying, oh, but be careful because he's single and like he might like invite you to things and stuff. And he actually did invite me to like this party, and I said, oh, like, no thank you. And she would like message me, be like, oh, he's gonna do this to you, but like you have to say this, and like I'm like your kind of like your older sister kind of friend, so like you know you should listen to me. And I was just like, oh, like don't worry, like I'm not planning to. And she's like, yeah, good, like blah blah blah, you know. She's just like really like manipulative, and in a sense that she's trying to like tell me what to say, like how to react and how to think. And I was just like, this is not healthy. But she was also introduced by a close friend of mine, so like I saw her a lot in like birthday parties and hangouts and stuff, and she would always like come talk to me. And I ended up distancing myself because I felt like she was not a very healthy person and a healthy friend to be around. And one time, like, I got a gig at a broadcasting station, and that's, like, she didn't message me for months. And then she messaged me, like, oh, hey, girl, like, how are you doing? Like, looks like you're, you know, doing really well and stuff. But that was, like, the only time she messaged me. And never, like, when I was, like, having a hard time or, like, anything like that. So I knew, like, then I was like, this is not for me. So I distanced myself. I, like, unfollowed her. We both unfollowed each other on social media. And I just stopped going to hangouts that she was in, too. Like, I know everyone's approach to, like, ending a relationship or friendship is different. But for me, I really needed to keep distance from her because she was just too much. So that's probably one of the most like recent toxic relationship or friendship that I had. And like it sucks that it has to end that way, but you know, we have to do what we have to do to keep ourselves surrounded by people that are healthy. So yeah, that was my toxic relationship. But like you said, a healthy friendship, even though, like, looks like for me, even though most of my friends are, like, far away and, like, close by, is, like, you know, we'll still make time to, like, call and, like, talk to each other. But we don't have to, you know, like, none of my friends are always, like, no, you have to do this or, like, you know, like, they're not, like, telling me what to do. They're, like, here's my advice. But ultimately, you make your own decisions. Because there was a lot of times when I had to make different decisions in my life, like, coming to Korea, like, changing jobs and stuff. And it was hard. And each time I, like, talked to my friends and listened to their advice, at the end, they would always say, like, at the end of the day, like, Katie, this is your decision. And you know what's best for you. So, like, you can take my advice, but you can also, like, do your own thing. And I totally respect you for that. And then that's when I was like, these are my friends. Because this is a healthy, like, we have healthy boundaries for each other. But they're also, like, there for me when I need them. Whereas the other friend that I met here, she was not very healthy, you know? She would cross lines and tell me what to do and, like, constantly, like, bombard me, even at work, you know, while I'm, like, working. So I had to just cut that friendship out. And it wasn't that hard for me, I think. I think it was just, like, once I knew that this person was not good for me, I was just like, bye. No emotional feelings attached. But I think romantic relationships are a bit different.
Yeah. Because you're going to cry.
Yeah. You're not going to cry. You have emotional attachment.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I think that's it. Should we move on to the second topic?
Yes, we can move on to the second topic about romantic relationship.
Yeah, let's go for a quick song break and then we'll be right back. And we are back with part two of this episode, and we will be talking about romantic relationships that were unhealthy
and toxic,
but also healthy too.
So for me, I think healthy relationship is you meet someone who let you be just yourself, not try to change yourself.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah, that's the time when I felt like I felt so comfortable with this someone, with this guy. And yeah, and when I felt like this relationship is unhealthy is when like this guy tried to change me, the way how I speak or how I think, how I behave, just everything. And he was kind of like thinks that I'm a problem, whereas I didn't think that much. And my friends of mine, like, they didn't think that I'm a problem. They always say it's his problem. So I think that's a really big important thing to me, to decide which what is a healthy relationship or not. So I have both to experience. So now I know that what is good for me.
Now you know, like, when you're looking for a romantic partner, you know the difference between.
So if I see someone in the future, I think I would probably, like, try to just be myself. Not to, like, cover with anything. Like, try to be, like, different person. I just want to be like me, and if someone's like me in that way, I think I would probably good relationship and healthy relationship for me.
For me, I just recently got out of a relationship, but unlike Kaylee, I've only dated once, and this one did not really go out to be a very healthy relationship. And like you've mentioned, you know how you're talking about how you had a healthy relationship where you felt really loved and appreciated for who you are, but you also had instances where you felt like you had issues and like he made you, you know, think and doubt yourself.
Yeah.
I was in that end as well. But when you're on that end, it's really hard to see that. Like, it's really hard to see when you're in an unhealthy relationship that this is toxic because you're, like, emotionally invested in this person. Yeah. And so you just are blinded by it. Because I had friends tell me, too, like, in this relationship that I've been in, that, like, you know, it's toxic and that he's gaslighting me. And I didn't even know what gaslighting meant. But, you know, I learned something new, and I, at the moment, did not see it as something that extreme. But then, as time went on, I tried to put myself out of the relationship and see what was really going on. Like, my friend was like, please, like, think logically for once. And, like, think about this situation. This is not right. And then, when I really thought about it that way, I realized that, you know, this guy was making me feel like my values were not important, my dreams were unattainable, and my request or expectation for our relationship was too much or exhausting or tiring. And I realized in the beginning, I thought, oh, like, maybe, like, he is right, maybe I am this and this, and maybe I am making him this and this. But at the end of the day, I realized, no, I'm not this and this, and it's okay for me to have these expectations. And if this person cannot make me feel happy for who I am and, like, cannot support me for my dreams and things like that, like, then I don't need to be with this person. And so that's why I ended the relationship. And I really hope that in the future I can date someone with a healthy mindset. But I think it's good that I experienced this in a sense that now I know, like, what to avoid when it comes to relationships. But I would like to date someone with a healthy mindset. But like you said, I think it's really important to be yourself from like the very first start. Because when I first started dating, I was like, oh, like, I gotta be my best self. I'm gonna smile a lot. Like, to the point where, like, my mouth would hurt because it's like, 24/7 just smiling. But, like, no one can be like that unless you're a robot, you know? Like, we have different emotions, and, like, this person should be, like, there to support you whether you're, like, feeling sad or happy, you know? And so I really hope.
I think the best way would be, like, the friendship, from friendship to romantic relationship. Because friendship, like, you already know
each other.
Like, and then...
But I think it's so hard to find
friendship.
Well, I think for me, because I don't really have a lot of guy friends to begin with.
I have zero guy friends.
So, yeah, it might take some time. And I realized that in college, I definitely have more guy friends. And a lot of, like, older people would tell me, like, college is a time to date, you know, because there's so many people you can meet, you know. But at that time, I didn't really take advantage of that because I was focused on my career. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it definitely does get harder once you start working because there's only a limited amount of people that you get to see on a daily basis. And for my job, it's like 98% female. So I don't really have a lot of chance to meet males.
Same.
So, yeah, it's hard. But you know, maybe at the right time and at the right place, we'll both meet someone. And maybe in the future, we'll have an episode where we could talk about, you know, what it feels like to have a healthy, you know, romantic relationship.
Yeah. But now, I think I'm just, I feel like happy in my place right now.
Yeah.
In this stage. But it would be nice to meet someone who just,
yeah,
right person for me.
I feel like this is, like, the right and healthy mindset to have for someone that, like, is ready to be in a relationship. Because if you're like, oh, like, I just want to be in a relationship to fulfill my, like, emptiness or loneliness and stuff, which I have definitely felt too, like, especially the past 2 weeks. It's been very fresh for me, guys.
Yeah.
But I realized that I need to be confident and comfortable with being myself and spending time by myself. But also open to meeting people. Yeah. That's when I'll know that I am, you know, ready.
And also, I think environment makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
When I just moved to Korea, like, a few months ago, all of my friends had a boyfriend. And some of them, like, got married. So, for me, it's so weird to be in that situation. Because when I was in the UK, none of my friends had a boyfriend. So. Yeah. So that's a time when I felt like so weird to not have a boyfriend, to be single for a long time.
I actually really relate to this too, because like when I was in college, I mean, I had a couple of friends that were dating, but most of them were single, and you know, I was fine with that, you know, didn't feel pressured. But then I came here and I turned 25 like 2 years, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. And I met all of my friends and they were all dating. Not a single one of them were single. And I felt very lonely. So I was like, this is a time to like meet people and like do what everyone else is doing. But maybe that wasn't the best decision. I mean, I don't regret having this experience because I learned so much about myself and what I need. But yeah, don't fall into the pressure.
And also if you live alone, you live abroad alone.
Live abroad, live
That's
alone.
That's my, like, most vulnerable time. Like,
and it's, I really relate to this because I am living abroad and I'm living alone. And I was at a time when I was really lonely when I met this guy. But I have to say that, like, even if you are alone and even if you're living abroad, like, don't ever lower your expectations or your standards because you are alone. And if you are, you can find other ways to fulfill that for yourself by making new hobbies and learning something new and improving yourself by listening to this podcast, maybe. But don't ever lower your expectation for friendships, for romantic relationships, because they're there for a reason and they're there to, you know, guard you. You know, you want to have a healthy relationship for yourself and for the sake of other people as well.
And also find a way to like enjoy spending time yourself alone.
It's important too.
If you just to rely on friendship or romantic relationship, then it's gonna be just unhealthy in the long term. So nowadays I love going to cafe alone to read. And I also don't bring my phone. So like it's gonna be like 2 and 3 hours. So I kinda really like that. So every weekend I go to a cafe reading and I just love spending time by myself. So I think now I'm really happy being alone. And not rely on anyone, whether it's a friends or parents. So I think this is a, like, healthy time. I mean, for me, I can say I'm healthy.
When it comes to relationship.
I am
at a point where I'm, like, trying to be healthy again and trying to learn how to spend time alone, which I am very used to because I never dated before this relationship. But it's definitely not easy because I feel the emptiness after having this relationship. Even though I didn't spend a whole lot of time with him, I still feel like all the memories just keep coming back. So then it gives me anxiety sometimes thinking about how alone I am. And right now, like, I'm trying to fill that with spending as much time with my friends. But at some point, I want to be able to comfortable being by myself and, you know, maybe not having someone that I can always talk to, but mm-hmm. that it's okay
yeah.
and that I can still enjoy my own time. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting there. It's a journey and it's a process. Yeah. And I'm sure it'll take time. I will give you guys updates if anyone is interested in recovering from a breakup. I'm also looking forward to becoming a stronger, more independent, mm-hmm. and better version of myself.
To come to this place, I think it took me like 2 years. I mean, the ending with the romantic relationship wasn't that hard for me.
Yeah.
But just to be comfortable with myself.
Yeah.
Without having any like pressure to have a boyfriend yeah. or meet friends every like weekend or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just take me like that time.
Yeah. So it takes time.
It takes time.
I'm like trying to rush through everything.
For me, it's like almost a, only a month for me to recover from a breakup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But how long were you dating from that? Because I heard it takes like as long as however, twice as long as however you like dated that person.
But if you think that, if you already know that it was a toxic, it wouldn't take that much. Because you know that it was wrong. But by like, yeah. But if you like still in love or things like that, that's going to be harder. But if you already know that it's a toxic, it's not that hard.
Part of me is like, oh, this was very toxic. But part of me still misses
mm-hmm.
him.
But you don't want to go back to that point, right?
I miss it. Like, I don't miss the bad situations because like, we did have good moments together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I miss having someone to enjoy Korea because I was able to see mm-hmm. Korea in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But I also felt like in the long run, he was not the person for me
mm-hmm.
based on how he reacted sometimes in certain situations. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would want someone like that because that would be just having a toxic person. I'm pretty sure I will recover from it. Hopefully, it will take me a month because I'm like ready to be done. But yeah, it's been 2 weeks. I'm counting. Yeah. Maybe next week, next the week, week after, I will get better.
But you don't have to be rushed. Just let it
Yeah.
Be.
I know. Let everyone's like, let it be and feel everything. But I'm like, no, I'm done. I don't want to feel anymore. It hurts. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. Get us update about your recovery journey. Maybe we can talk, I mean, record this new episode next month.
Yeah, yeah.
For an update.
Definitely, I'll give you guys an update on how I'm doing. But I'm slowly getting a bit better. Like, I'm not crying every time I talk about it. Because that was me for the first 3 days. I was like, but then he... and I was so puffy. And, yeah, but now I can talk about it without any tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great sign.
Yeah, just taking a couple steps at a time.
Yes.
All right. For the challenge, should we just continue our workout or what should
I
we do?
I think it can be related to today's episode. To overcome toxic relationship, workout can be helpful.
Yeah, exercising can be very good. And actually, yeah. I was thinking about that because I kept eating really late and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would, like, stay up and, like, think about all the memories and, like, cleaning out my apartment because I see photos that I have.
Oh.
And I recently thought, you know, I should start going for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
Try to keep myself healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will keep this challenge for next week and go for
mm-hmm.
a couple of runs during the week.
Yeah, same for me.
All right.
I'm going to do some yoga. And yeah.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always.
And we will see another
episode. Bye, Glowers.